and thinking about us. I'm thinking about you and I as friends. We've been through a lot, haven't we? We've seen each other at our best and at our worst, and everything in between. We're all aware of who the other person is. But sometimes, and I don't think that it's something that you ever think of, but I do. It's not often, but it comes across my head. What if? Just what if things were a little different? What if there was something more? What if you're unaware of the raging undercurrent happening within me? When you'll never know, when I'll never openly admit. And that's why I make these audio diaries, to keep a track. Keep track of my thoughts. See if there's any patterns, anything useful for me to make sense of anything, really. Make sense of why I think the way I think, why I say the things I do, and why I like the things I like. I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but you can hear the sound of my voice. That there's something more. There's something more out there. And I guess now's the best time to be honest with you. Sometimes I think about what we could have been. Not in a romantic sense, not like that. Not in a friendship way either. Not in any kind of relationship. I wouldn't really call this a relationship, no. It's more of a... that's the best way. It's more of an ownership. I guess it's no lie. I can't hide it. You know me very well. I can't hide my feelings. You can see it in my face. You can hear it in my voice. I'm not a very good liar either. I can't help but think that I don't even need to ask, because as a friend, as someone who is close to me, as someone who's known me for a while, you should be automatically obliged to return the favor, no matter what. I've been there for you at your worst. I've been able to provide assistance, provide help, provide aid when you needed it the most. It's only fair. It is only fair that you do the same for me. You understand? You're my friend, right? You're my ride or die, right? I guess it's obvious the kind of favor I'm asking. I can't help myself. You're very attractive. Sometimes when we're in my apartment, I just want to lock you in and take what I want. Grab you and force you down onto the floor, onto my couch. Get on top of you. Lick you all over. And I know that cock of yours. I know it would feel so good in me. It would feel even better. 'Cause you don't want it. She never asked for it. You're only doing me a favor as a friend. Oh, fuck. You can say no all you want. You can protest. You can push me off. But you can never get rid of me. I'm like a fucking parasite. I'll be on you. You know, I have so much on you. So if you ever wanted to try and tell anybody, if you ever try to escape what I want, escape me, I can just tell everyone that it was you that took advantage of me. No one knows what I could do. No one knows what goes on in my head. Everyone knows me as a gentle soul. I care for everyone. I make sure I text you, get home safe, be safe. I let everyone know that I'm thinking about them with the best intention. I never think ill thoughts, no. Oh, fuck. You think they're gonna believe you when you say that you're raped? That you got raped? You got assaulted by me? No. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I just want to take you away. I want to keep you as my toy. Oh, chain you up. I want to hurt you. I want to hurt you so bad. I can only imagine. I can only see it in my head. Oh, all the bruises that I could leave on you. All the scratches, all the cuts, all of it. Oh, and you look so good in it. You look so good broken. You look so good battered. All because of me. Turned on him. Just thinking about all these things. Can you imagine what it would be like if it was real? Oh, fuck. Can you imagine what it would be like, you and I together in a room where no one can hear you scream? Oh, I would ride that fucking cock into oblivion. Oh, until you can no longer cry. You can only make noises. Oh, and sometimes they won't make sense anymore. You can't even form words. You'd be so broken down. You'd be so fucked up. Oh. As I ride your cock again and again and again, my hips grinding violently against yours, my hands around your throat. Oh, fuck. Oh. I just want to hear you choke. I want to hear the sounds you make as you struggle against me. I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it so bad. I want one day. I want that to happen one day. I want to fucking snap. Until I can't take this friendship shit any longer. I can't take not being able to touch you in the way that I want, in the way that I deserve. Oh, fuck. Of what truly goes on in my head. You'll never know. You'll never know when it's gonna happen. But I know that I'll be on top of the fucking world when it does. When I finally break you in and make you my little fuck slave. Oh. You have to do it for me. We're friends. Never forget. Friends to the end.